Okay, everybody, welcome on back here to Simple Faith Baptist Church, where the Bible changes us. We do not change the Bible. Brother Carlos here. Let's go ahead and open up with a word of prayer, and we will get started for the Sunday school hour. Amen. Abba, Father, I thank you so much for allowing us to come together once again here to assemble freely in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray, God, that you would prepare our hearts even now to receive the word, to prepare our hearts with this snack for the Sunday school. And then for our main meal, the Sunday service, Lord, I thank you so much for Mrs. Sharon visiting with us and Brother Nick. Lord God, what a blessing it is to see them here, Lord. And I pray that you would bless them here and the rest of their stay as they're here, God. It's good to see old friends come back to church. So help us all to enjoy your presence and one another in love. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, church, do me a favor. Let's go ahead and turn in our Bibles to Matthew chapter 4. What we're going to talk about this Sunday school hour is from darkness to light. From darkness to light. I've been giving you guys some studies that I prepared. We already talked about it in depth our Sundays ago. We talked about orderly versus disorderly. We talked about from death to life. Today, we're going to talk about from darkness to light concerning the salvation of our soul and concerning the state of people in general when they don't believe in God and then when they end up believing in God after they hear about God, the Bible, and their trust in what he has to offer them. And so with that said, let's go ahead and enjoy today's Sunday school. We're going to talk about that now, from darkness to light. We have a total of 24 verses in the New Testament that have a reference to darkness to light, and in total, 59 references to that as well. So let's read the first one here, Matthew chapter 4, verse number 16. And the Bible says here, "The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up." So Old Testament prophecy from the book of Isaiah concerning Jesus Christ, the Messiah, when he would come into the world and when he would begin to perform his ministry. And what does God explain about the natural condition of men? That generally men are sitting in darkness. And what does that mean to sit in darkness? It means that that is their position of unbelief before the living God. They don't know him, and so they're in darkness. Positionally, they don't have that relationship with God, and hence they are in darkness by natural disposition. But Jesus comes, and the prophecy said, the people that sat in darkness, they're going to see this great light. And now it's up to those that sit in darkness to respond to the light. So we'll get to that in a little bit. Next reference, turn with me in the book of Matthew. Just go a couple of pages to the right, chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Read with me, friend, in verse number 23, Bible says here, Christ explaining more of his doctrine, Matthew 6, verse number 23. Well, let's read verse 22 to get a fuller view, if you will. The Bible says that the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? So I want you to imagine with me for a second, you have a flashlight or perhaps your cell phone. You charge that thing to 100%. You have the full capacity of light that is available for that to operate. Whenever you and I allow darkness to come back into our life, it diminishes that much more of the light that's within us. So that's why Jesus teaches people to be careful with what they do with the light that they have on the inside. If we allow a little bit of light to come into our body, we have that much less light. I'm sorry, darkness. If we allow a little bit more darkness to come back, a little bit less light. A lot more light, less darkness that is available to prevail. So take care of what comes into your body through your eyes and through your ears, darkness or light. Next verse, let's go to Matthew chapter 10. I'm going to make it easy for you. No, Brother Carlos, left to right. Matthew 10, verse number 27. Bible says here, "What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light. And what you hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops." And a general way to just give you some application, whatever the Bible presents before you concerning God and his doctrine, don't be ashamed to teach that, and don't be ashamed to share that. Don't be ashamed to share what God is putting here in the Bible to share with the whole world, your whole friends, your family members, of light. Amen. All right, let's keep moving forward. Luke chapter 1, I'm making it easy for you, just left to right. Luke chapter 1, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. This is another reference to the prophecy that we just read in the book of Matthew of the Messiah and his ministry, that people are sitting in darkness, and then the light would come and then would lighten them. So let's read now Luke as he incorporates that in his gospel account. Luke chapter 1, verse number 79. Bible says here in Luke 1:79, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. So I want you to see now, as the Spirit of God draws the picture of the ministry of the Messiah of Israel, he wants to reach people that are in darkness. He wants to reach people that are sitting positionally in darkness. He wants to free them and liberate them from their position in darkness to get them where? Into the light. And according to the Bible, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, what can he do for those people that were sitting in darkness? He could guide their feet into the way of peace. And so today, if you want, for application, peace in your life, if you want to understand the direction that you should take in your life, look to Jesus, talk to Jesus, let him teach you, and that's what he'll do for you. Amen. He'll keep you in the path of light is what I want to share with you. All right, let's keep going now. Luke chapter 11, it's very similar. We're not necessarily going to have to read in depth. I'm just going to show you now all the references here. This is very similar to what we just read in Matthew. Luke 11, concerning your eye and the singleness of it, and obviously being careful with what you allow in there. So as you guys can see here, Luke chapter 11, verse 33, the Bible says that no man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. I have a question for you today, friend. What have you done with the light that Christ gave you? Do you just put it away secretly under the blanket so when people come by, no one sees it? Do you keep it in your room and you don't take it with you when you go to school or when you go to work? Are you ashamed of the light that Christ gave you? You know what Jesus says? Don't hide the light. Express the light. Don't be ashamed of Christ and his light. You don't be ashamed to tell your friends at school, your family, your friends, I'm a Christian. I might not be perfect, but I'm following this man to help me to be better. Anybody out there? Look at verse 34. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. So once again, Jesus warns you and I of what we allow to enter into our what? Eyes, because it can affect the rest of our body. And I'll let you take care of that between you and God. Okay, the next reference, we won't turn there, but it's very similar, Luke 12:3, about what he proclaims to you in darkness, preached on the housetops. Let's now go to John chapter 1. This is going to be more of my favorite to kind of hone in on, if you will, from darkness to light. John, the first chapter. And read with me now verse number 5. John chapter 1, verse number 5. Speaking of Jesus Christ as the Word of God who created all things, the Word that was in the beginning with God, the Word that was God. Eventually, John would tell us that the Word would be made flesh and dwell among us. He would live a perfect life. And so here's what the Spirit of God presents to us and teaches us concerning the Word of God. Look at John chapter 1, verse 4. The Bible, speaking of Jesus Christ, says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. You see, God as the Creator, he fulfills the creation. He, as the origin of life, can fulfill the creature's emptiness in their heart and soul that they try to put darkness into in order to try to fill it. I want you to imagine, if you will, there is a hole on the beach and you continue to put sand in that hole. The water begins to erode it and you try to refill it again. The water comes back, it erodes it. That's kind of like what life is like. When you and I try to put drugs into our life, when you and I try to put false friendships and lusts into our life by entertaining all these things that are darkness, it's not going to satisfy, because you and I were created after the image of God. Only God can fulfill that image. And so that's why we're telling you, as young people, especially when you're going to school and you're growing up still, going through the seasons of life and your hormonal progress there, I want you to do your best to understand that Jesus Christ is the source of your life. It's not going to be a boy. It's not going to be a girl. And if you can do your best to let God teach you how to protect your body, protect your life from, again, all those things that a lot of us have already gone through, we can give you a testimony of what alcohol can do for you, what drugs can do for you, what sexual relations can do for you. God can satisfy. Now, let's keep reading. Verse 5, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So at some point, Jesus was sent into this world, and he began his ministry. And the Bible teaches here that when the light of God came in incarnate, men that were sitting in darkness, they didn't comprehend that light. They couldn't understand what that light was or what it had to teach them or what it had to offer them. Today, while you're sitting here in church, I hope you're comprehending the light that you're listening to. I hope you're paying attention and focusing and dedicating more of your heart and your mind on the light of Christ through the Word of God as we're learning it together. Let's continue to read here. Bible says the same came for a witness. I'm sorry, verse number 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This is John the Baptist. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light. Notice there the capitalization in your King James Bible. That's a personal pronoun reference to the person of Christ. John the Baptist isn't the light. He came to bear witness of the light, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, that all men through him might believe. Another question I have for you today, friend. Are you being a witness of the light? Are you telling your family members and friends about Jesus, the light? Are you telling your friends at school about Jesus, the light? Are you telling your neighbors about Jesus, light, that they can find in him love, joy, peace? If not, what are you doing with your candle? Are you putting it under the bushel at home? Are you leaving that light at home in the room when no one can see? Look at what it says there. He was not that light. He was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And so when you were born, according to the Bible, Jesus Christ, your maker, your creator, he put a little bit of light inside of your heart, inside of your conscience. You knew from the get-go that there was something greater than yourself in existence. There's a God. There's someone that created all things. And according to the Bible, all men, it doesn't matter, dark clay, light clay, poor, rich, all men have a knowledge that there's a God. The question is, what are they going to do when the light shines in their life through the gospel presentation, perhaps through a neighbor, through a friend? How are they going to respond? And that's what we're all trying to ask ourselves for in application. Turn your Bible now to John chapter 3. It's going to get a little better, talking about darkness to light. John chapter number 3. Let's continue to move forward. The Bible says here, starting together with me in verse number 16. You know the famous verse, John 3:16. A lot of you guys can name it by, if you will, memory, if you will. Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's how any soul today can go from darkness to light, simply by believing in the Son of God. Real simple, real simple. Verse 17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Not through religion, not through a church, not through anything you could do, but simply the Son of God and what he offers you. Now, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light, there it is again, is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds were evil. And you've heard me behind this pulpit teach many, many times, the reason why you and I didn't want to become a Christian earlier is because you had some deeds in your life that were evil. You did not want the Bible to expose those evil things in your life, and that's why you refrained and you resisted and you ignored listening to a Christian or wanting to go to church. Because the Bible is going to begin to expose to you, this is who you are. This is why you're a sinner. This is why you're evil. But if you respond to the light, notice what it's offering you, salvation. And so even though the light tells you, yeah, you're bad, there's some darkness in your heart, it tells you how to get right. It tells you how to be forgiven, and it tells you how to live life after, so you don't have to continue in the darkness. Anybody here? And so I'm thankful that you came to church today, but I am hoping that every single one of you, for the young and for all of us here this evening, I hope that you don't continue to despise the light. I want you to do your best to keep listening to the light, because the light is good for your life. Now listen, verse 20, everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. That's a present tense statement. So right now, if you're living a life that is contrary to the Bible, no wonder why you resist reading it. No wonder why you don't really like coming to church. No wonder why there's something inside of your body that says, I don't really care about Jesus, the Bible. I'm just kind of going off my emotions. It's because there might be something going on in your life, present tense right now, that you know you don't want to have corrected. And it might be an emotion. It might be a physical thing you're doing. It might be a lot of things. I don't know what that might be within your life. But what can I encourage you again? If you come to the light, he will help you to get a hold of that darkness. And so again, don't shy away from the light. It's going to expose you, but it can also bring healing to you. And so just open up your heart to Jesus. He's the light. So there you have it. Verse 21, he that doeth truth cometh to the light. So the Bible says anyone sitting in darkness can come to the light. This is not anyone limited because of their sin. Unfortunately, Christians have some ignorant doctrines called Calvinism or Reformed theology. We're not going to entertain that much here. I'm just letting you know the Bible. You're in darkness. You're sitting in darkness. You can come to light if you want. It's up to you. You got to come, though, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. And so when you just agree with God and you say, you know what, Brother Carlos, I heard what you read today from the Bible. I just want to make sure my salvation, I know that I've been doing some things I know I shouldn't have. Can Jesus forgive me? Yes, he can. I'll show you from the Bible why he can, why he wants to, and how you can be saved. Anybody can come to an agreement with God and say, God, you're right and I'm wrong. I want to live in light, not in darkness. All right, let's keep going now, left to right. John chapter 8. Again, we're talking about the theme of from darkness to light. Amen. And praise the Lord. If you are a Christian here today, then here's the good news. God took you from darkness and he placed you in the light of his son, Jesus Christ. He is the light. And today, what's going to help you to continue to be a better Christian is Jesus. He is the light. He is the light of your life. Please, my friend, don't allow a man or a woman or anything else come between you and Jesus. He's the only one that's going to teach you how to keep on living in the light. Amen. Now listen, John chapter 8, and verse number, this is a really good encounter. We don't have time to encounter the entirety of this particular, but in this particular context, there was a woman that the Pharisees had brought before Jesus to tempt him, as they will. They're very temptuous. They're very they're hypocrites. They wanted to try to put Jesus on blast to see what he would say about a thing. And so there was a woman that was taken in adultery, verse number 4, and the scriptures tell us in the very act. And so how that all came about, we don't know. There might be some shady things the Pharisees had in plan. We don't know. But there's a woman who was committing a sin, and she was taken while she was performing that sin and brought to Jesus to see what he would say, because the Jews knew what their law taught. And we already taught you guys that last Friday night in our Fridays ago. The law condemns that Hebrew for committing adultery in Leviticus 19, and you would stone that Hebrew with stones because they sin. They commit adultery. The laws of God say condemn, kill. That's the, if you will, the consequence of committing the sin of adultery. See, now look at, they're going to appeal to Moses in verse number 5. Moses said, but what do you say? And they tempted him, verse 6. And then look at what verse 7 says. He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. Now that's why I'm telling you grace is superior to the law. Because the law, it condemns everybody. But here's grace incarnate, the one that looks beyond the outward of a man's body or a man's life. It looks to the heart and says, but you're a sinner too, aren't you? You've done evil, haven't you? So while you're trying to accuse this woman, all of you are guilty before the laws of God. All right, I tell you what, who wants a stoner? Whoever is without sin, go ahead and do it. And then they all agreed, ironically, check this out, they agreed with the light. Notice what it says. Verse 9, when they heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even to the least, and Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. They left, why? Because they knew that they were a sinner. None of them could rightfully stone this woman because they agreed with Jesus. You're right, Rabbi. We are not without sin. You know, there's only one man left there. Anybody? Who's that one man? Jesus, because he's without sin. Jesus, the lawgiver, you know what he could do? He could take a rock and he could pound that woman and kill her straight up and he wouldn't break his law. But what does he have to offer that's superior to law? Grace, John 1:18. So the woman, no one's there. Where no one's there? Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman. He said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? Think about now with me in John chapter 3, condemnation, light, darkness. Jesus says, where is the condemning? I want you to think about this now concerning your relationship to the law. The law condemns you. We've been talking about that in our Sunday service of Galatians. But here's Jesus Christ, here's grace incarnate, and he says, where's that condemnation, brother? Sister, where's that condemnation? Isn't no one else around here to rightfully do that? She said, verse 11, no man, Lord. Ooh, where did you hear about that before in your Bible? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know what she just said? Lord. I don't know about you, friend, but we don't really care for long prayers, if you will. You don't have to pray the sinner's prayer to get saved. You know what you have to do in your heart? You have to believe in Jesus Christ. You might say a prayer for 2 minutes, but the moment that you acknowledge him as the Lord, you know what God acknowledges? He acknowledges your soul. Look at that. Shortest prayer right there. Lord. How about that? Anybody out there? Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Whew, isn't that good? Then spake Jesus again unto them. Now here's everyone else. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So So now that's the application. So the woman, sinner, adulterer. The law, kill her. That's what it can rightfully do. Grace, I forgive you. You call me Lord, I'm going to save you, but here's what I need for you to do now. Walk after me. Don't continue in darkness. You come follow me. Listen to my voice. I will protect you. I'll lead you. I'll guide you. I'll help you not to walk in darkness, but you have to follow me. That's your responsibility. So how many of you guys would you sincerely say before Brother Carlos that you're a Christian? Anybody here today? So you trusted Jesus. You never seen him, but you said, Lord, would you save me? And he did. What does he want you to do? Keep following him. He does not want you to stay in darkness. But if you don't follow him, if you don't love him, then what is the opposite of love? Hate. You hate him. And that's why your life might not necessarily be changing so radically, because you're not letting the light of life teach you how to live in the light. You're choosing darkness rather than the light. I want to encourage you, friend, keep following the light. Don't worry yet about all the dress stuff and how to do this and how to do that. Just follow Christ. Let him teach you with the basics, and then your love for him over time, that's what's going to compel you to want to do more for him over time. Amen? Anybody here? All right, so follow the light. He is the light of life. John chapter number 12, we are talking about from darkness to light. Jesus Christ is the only one who can take you from darkness and put you into the light, and he's the only one who can keep you walking in the light rather than darkness, but it's up to you. You have to willingly follow him freely of your own will. You have to keep following him. Amen? John 12, we're almost done. Verse number 35. John 12, verse 35. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in the darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. So at his first advent, he came. He was available before men physically, and he just called upon men, I'm right here. God, right here with you. I can save your soul. I can change your life. I can give you hope. But you have to respond while I'm here. And then before you know it, he died, rose again. He went back to the Father. He's no longer physically tangible in this particular context, but he's still available spiritually to anyone who calls upon him right now from their heart. I have a question for you. Have you responded to the light while you have breath? You might be young and you might be old, but today, have you actually truly and sincerely come to the light? Have you trusted in the light? If not, what are you waiting for? You're going to die one day, and before you know it, everything you thought was cool on this life or something more worth than Jesus, you're going to find that it wasn't. You're going to find out in eternity, truly Jesus Christ was the truth, and everything from the Bible was superior to what everything else that I could have entertained on this earth. So while you have an opportunity, for those of you who are saved, but you might not really be engaged with Jesus, you know, reading your Bible on your own without nobody watching you, you might not really be coming to church all the time because you don't have an interest. Can I just remind you of what Christ appeals to you? While you have the light, walk in it. Because if you ignore the light, here's what's going to happen. Darkness is going to come creeping back into your life. You say, what does that look like? Jesus perhaps delivered you from things, and because you don't entertain the light more, that darkness is going to want to come back and re-entertain you. It's going to tempt you again to come back over here versus walking over here. So don't ignore him. Remember, it's a relationship with Jesus that we're talking about. All right, for the sake of time, we don't have enough time to continue. Let's go back verse number 46, John 12, and then God willing, next Sunday school, we will finish up part 2. Go down with me now to John chapter 12, verse 44. Jesus cried and said, now here's what the Bible is telling you. He was preaching. He's talking out loud. He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. He that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on him should not abide in darkness. If any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. Look with me now, verse 48. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. That's Jesus crying out to you today. So some of you may have entertained the light. You like to listen to the Bible. Yeah, you come to church. Some of you like to hang out in the light. That's cool with other Christians. But have you let the light come in you? Because you know what the light says won't happen if you are engaged with it? Look at what it says now, carefully, verse number 46. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me, so what? Should not abide in darkness. Are you letting the light teach you how not to abide in darkness? Are you letting Jesus teach you how not to continue sinning against him in the Bible? Are you letting Jesus teach you how to be an obedient child to your parents? Are you letting Jesus teach you what you should and shouldn't watch with your eyes? Are you letting Jesus teach you what you should and shouldn't listen to with your ears? Are you letting Jesus teach you how you should dress with your body and how you should take care of it from substances and all these desires that your friends might be doing who are not in the light like you are in the light? Today, I'm just telling you what Jesus said. Your Savior, he is your light. He is the source of your life. But if you believed in him, what did he say? You should not abide in darkness. And the only way you're going to do that is if you let the light continue to teach you. Last one, and then we'll close. Acts 26, one of my favorites right here. Acts 26, verse number 18. This is one of my favorite verses right here. If you're witnessing to somebody out there on the streets, or perhaps you want to encourage somebody, bring them back here to Acts 26, verse 18. The Bible is very clear about the power that every Christian has right now, regardless of what church they go to. If they've trusted that Jesus Christ was God who died for their sins and rose again, the Bible says they're saved. But aside from the profession of responding to the light gives them power. The light frees them. It gives them liberty. And here's what that power is. Look with me now, Acts 26, 18. Bible says, here's Paul's testimony by the Spirit of God, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. So there you have it, Christian. Right now, do you know what you have available before you if you're a Christian here today? You have power in you right now. And that power can help you to turn from what? Darkness to light. Are you letting the power help you with that? Right now, you have the power of God that can open your eyes and help you to see and help your mind understand how to live godly, how to live righteous, how to understand the Bible doctrine. Are you letting that power affect you? Do you enjoy that power or do you enjoy darkness? And don't blame Satan. Don't blame the devil that you slipped up again or the devil's been. No. You got power from Satan. You can only blame yourself now for rejecting what? The light. And so before you say, well, he or she made me do it, or I didn't have enough this, Brother Carlos. No. It's just because you're choosing darkness versus light. Will the light leave? No. You just dim the light. It's still there. Remember, Jesus said, protect the eye. It's going to affect your body. What do you have to do? Feed yourself more light. Enlighten yourself more with what? The Word of God, because this is the only source that's going to help you to keep you walking in the light. So once again, the moment that you got saved, the moment that you converted to Christ, for those of you who are born-again Christians here today, you have power right now. It's up to you to use it. You have power to live a victorious life. You have power to start living an awesome life, a joyful life, a life on fire for God. It's up to you. Let's pray. Abba, Father, I thank you so much for the teaching of today's Sunday school that you have brought us from darkness to light. You have converted us from darkness to light. You have translated our soul from Satan's dark world to the kingdom of your dear Son, God. Sometimes I believe, Father, that us as your children, because we're still in this flesh, we're not in heaven, we still are appealed to the darkness of this world. We still have an emotion for the virtual entertainments and the social entertainments and the sins and the emotions that are all around us because we despise the light at times. But Father, today I pray that you would remind your children that they have no excuse. They have the Holy Ghost, they have the Holy Bible, and they have power right now at their disposal to use as soon as they want to start learning how to walk after the light and live in the light to not abide in darkness, they can do it. God, if there's some sincere Christians here today that want to do more of that, would you hear their prayer? I hope they're praying now to desire more of that. God, I need that. I want to walk in the light, not in darkness. I want to move away far from the old man, Carlos, and the old dark habits and patterns. Lord, would you teach me, keep teaching me, Lord Jesus, how to follow you. You're the only one who can do it for me, Lord. You're the only one who can do it for them. So God, I thank you for them. Would you please help them to seek the light today? And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Church, it's going to take a 15-minute break. We'll get ready for Sunday service. May the Lord bless.